Welcome to our paranormal afterlife. This is episode 208 of Paranormal Stories. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about one of the aspects of near-death experiences, the life review. Among all the elements reported in near-death experiences, the life review is often described as the most profound, unsettling, and transformative. People who pass through it rarely speak of it as a curious anomaly or a dreamlike illusion. Instead, they treat it as a moment of deep confrontation with their own existence, who they have been, how they have lived, and what their presence in the world has meant for others. Unlike the tunnel, the bright light, or the sensation of leaving one's body, the life review is not primarily visual or sensory. It is fundamentally emotional, moral, and relational. It does not simply present images of a life lived. It immerses the experiencer in the emotional reality of that life. For many, this becomes a defining moment that reshapes their values, priorities, and sense of identity long after they return to ordinary consciousness. One of the most striking features of the life review is the way it presents a person's entire life at once. In everyday experience, memory is fragmented. We recall isolated moments, key milestones, or emotionally charged events, but we rarely see our lives as a single, interconnected whole. In the life review, however, people frequently describe their existence appearing before them as a coherent panorama. Some compare it to a glowing timeline stretching into the distance, others to a vast tapestry woven from countless threads of memory, and still others to a three-dimensional landscape composed of lived moments. Whatever the metaphor, the common theme is unity. Everything feels linked, meaningful, and part of a larger pattern. Importantly, this initial overview is not experienced as chaotic or overwhelming. Although it contains the entirety of one's life, it is described as orderly and intelligible. Many people report an intuitive understanding that nothing is random, that every experience, relationship, and decision fits into a broader design they are only now able to perceive. From this panoramic perspective, the review then shifts into a more detailed mode. The experiencer is drawn into specific moments from their past, one at a time. They find themselves back inside childhood scenes, adolescent conflicts, adult triumphs, and private failures. The transition from the whole to the particular feels seamless, as if their consciousness can move freely between levels of awareness. A crucial distinction in life review accounts is that people do not merely remember their lives, they relive them. The life review is described as uncompromisingly clear. Experiencers consistently report that the scenes they revisit are extraordinarily vivid. They can recall not only what happened, but how it felt in their bodies, how the room looked, how other people sounded, and what emotional atmosphere surrounded the moment. Even trivial or long-forgotten incidents resurface with startling precision. This aspect of the life review can be deeply disorientating. People are confronted not with the story they have told themselves about their life, but with something closer to its raw reality. There is no opportunity to edit, reinterpret, or defend their past behaviour. They must encounter it as it truly was. One well-known example comes from Dr. Eben Alexander, a neurosurgeon who experienced a near-death experience during a medically induced coma. Although much attention has been given to the mystical aspects of his experience, he also described a form of life review in which memories appeared with extraordinary clarity and coherence, as if his entire personal history had become instantly accessible. Rather than feeling fragmented, his life appeared as a meaningful continuum. Perhaps the most distinctive and morally significant feature of the life review is the reported experience of feeling what other people felt because of one's actions. This is not empathy as we normally understand it. In daily life, we can imagine how someone else might feel. but we remain separate from their inner experience. In the life review, that separation dissolves. When people revisit moments in which they caused harm, they do not just observe the other person's suffering, they feel it as if it were their own. A harsh word, a betrayal, or an act of neglect becomes emotionally inescapable. They experience the sting of humiliation, the weight of rejection, or the loneliness they once inflicted, but from the other person's perspective. Likewise, when they revisit moments of kindness, generosity, or love, they feel the positive impact of those actions directly. Relief, gratitude, comfort, and joy flow through them with the same intensity they once caused. This feature is often described as the heart of the life review. It is not framed as punishment or reward imposed by an external authority. Instead, it is a direct encounter with the relational consequences of one's life. People leave the experience with a visceral understanding that their actions matter far more than they previously realized. Despite the moral intensity of the life review, most experiences do not describe being judged by an external being. They rarely report standing before a divine tribunal, having their sins weighed, or receiving a verdict on their worth. Instead, many describe being accompanied by a presence they interpret as loving, compassionate, and deeply understanding. This presence does not scold, threaten, or condemn. It does not issue commands or pass judgment. Rather, it seems to invite reflection and clarity. Yet this absence of external judgment does not make the experience easy. On the contrary, many people say it was emotionally overwhelming precisely because they could not avoid the truth about themselves. When they fully felt the impact of their actions on others, they often judge themselves more harshly than any outside authority could have. Pam Reynolds, whose NDE occurred during a rare surgical procedure in which her brain activity was effectively absent, later described this sense of being fully known without being condemned. She felt surrounded by acceptance, yet deeply aware of the moral significance of her life. Another widely reported aspect of the life review is its peculiar relationship to time. Although people describe reviewing their entire life, the experience often seems to unfold in what feels like a very short period, sometimes minutes, sometimes even seconds. At the same time, the review does not feel rushed or incomplete. Experiencers rarely say they wished they had more time to see certain moments. Instead, they describe a strange sense that time had expanded to contain everything at once. This paradox, completeness with brevity, has led some researchers and experiencers to suggest that consciousness, when separated from the physical brain, may not operate within linear time. Instead of moving sequentially from past to present, awareness may have access to all moments simultaneously. Whether interpreted scientifically or spiritually, this altered sense of time is one of the most mysterious aspects of the life review. Despite variations in individual experiences, two themes consistently emerge across the life review accounts. One of the most striking patterns is that career success, wealth, and social status rarely dominate the life review. Major accomplishments may appear, but they are seldom described as the most emotionally significant moments. Instead, the review tends to focus on relationships, how the person treated others, how they responded to suffering, how they expressed love, and how they handled conflict. Acts of kindness, patience, or compassion often shine brightly, while moments of selfishness, indifference, or cruelty carry heavy emotional weight. Anita Morjani, who experienced an NDE while in a coma from late-stage cancer, later emphasized that her review revealed the central importance of love over external success. She returned with a deep conviction that authenticity and compassion mattered far more than societal approval or achievement. Another surprising pattern is that seemingly insignificant interactions often appear profoundly meaningful in the life review. People frequently revisit ordinary moments they had long forgotten, a brief conversation with a stranger, a quiet act of help, a small gesture of warmth towards a child or friend. In the review, these moments often glow with unexpected significance. This suggests that moral importance is not limited to dramatic decisions or public actions. Everyday kindness, or everyday cruelty, can shape a life just as powerfully as major events. Most people who undergo a life review report lasting psychological and spiritual changes. Many say they return with a reduced fear of death, believing that consciousness continues in some form beyond the physical body. They often become more compassionate, more patient, and more aware of how their actions affect others. Material concerns tend to diminish in importance, while relationships and personal integrity become central priorities. Interestingly, regardless of interpretation, the practical lessons people draw from the life review are remarkably similar. They return wanting to live with greater awareness, kindness, and responsibility towards others. In this episode, I was talking about one of the aspects of near-death experiences, the life review. And don't forget that my book, Verified Near-Death Experiences, is out on Amazon. You can get it on paperback, audiobook, or Kindle. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or via your favourite podcast app to make sure that you don't miss out on any episodes. And thanks for listening.